Lorne na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So the Waterford under 20 footballers are away to Clare in their Munster Championship opener on Saturday in Doonbeg at 2 o'clock. On Wednesday evening, I dropped into training at the SETU Arena, where I caught up with new manager Paul Power, as well as joint captains Adam Murray and Micheál McMaw. I asked Paul firstly about when preparation started for this year's championship.
We were back in September, October, looking at all the boys, I suppose, at club level again. We'd done the same thing as we'd done for the minor last year, where we kind of contacted clubs and seeing who was kind of putting their hand up for maybe in training and stuff the way. And through all the grades, we went out with 6 or 7 of us out scouting the games then to see who was putting their hands up. And we kind of got together then at the beginning of November, and in the AstroTurf throw call above Nracarmick, and went indoors for the first few weeks, just a few light sessions with Richie and the lads, and do their strength and agility work and put, I suppose, the spine of things together from originally, and I suppose that's where we kicked off.
How encouraging is it to see 21 clubs represented on the panel this year, Paul?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's only when you're going through your Excel sheets and stuff the way, and you're filtering down through names and put adding days of births and whatnot, and getting all the names and Nascoelia and the whole lot, and you add your little filters and you see then. I was counting down through the clubs the other day, and as you say, like 21 clubs, like, it's brilliant. Like, we're as you know, we're not a very big county, like, and I don't know, is it 50 clubs or just shy of it we have across the board? So nearly half the clubs in the county are represented in this group, like, which is brilliant. It's brilliant. We spoke to the lads even here Sunday morning. We were down here again for our previous training session, and we flagged again with the lads, like, the importance of some of them clubs where they're predominantly, I suppose, hurling clubs in that, like, and some of the representatives are in it. Like, it's a huge thing for clubs, and you know, it's only when these names go out on the social media world and stuff the way now, and people from them clubs see, you know, the name, and you have youngsters and you have older people as well in them clubs that see the name flashing up, and they're delighted to see it, and they're, you know, full of encouragement for them, and the boys are getting their texts from people maybe in the club that they didn't really know are that involved in the club, and it's great, like, it's brilliant, yeah.
You have the two joint captains here beside you, Paul, Adam Murray from Nracarmick and Micheál McMaw from Dunoyer. Why did you choose these two lads as joint captains for the year?
We spoke about it over the last few weeks. It wasn't taken lightly, which you can't do with any captains. They have to be leaders within the group. They have to be respected by the players within the group, and respected by the management team as well, the backroom team as well. And two lads, look, have put up their hand from the beginning when we got together back in November. Adam was tied up a little bit with Nracarmick with the Munster club at the very start, but he came back into it then a few weeks later. Micheál had a good run then in November with Dunoyer. They won the under 20 Division 1 county final down here as well. When the lads from the start, like, since the lads have been in there, their attitude is top notch. They come into training every night, they put up their hand, they do their best, they're good to encourage the lads around them, and that's ultimately what we were looking for. And you know, leaders in the group, and we have a good few leaders in the group. We're lucky enough with this crew we put together. We'd like to think that there is a lot of leaders in the group, but the two lads stood out as two good candidates, and hence that's why they're standing here with us tonight, I suppose.
Looking ahead to the Munster Championship, Paul, you have 3 games over the next 3 Saturdays. You have Clare away, Limerick at home, and then Tipperary away. The top 2 teams going forward then to play Kerry and Cork in the next phase of the Championship. What's the main goal for this group of players?
Actually, the main goal is to go out, put in a big shift next Saturday, and hopefully get the result that we want. And we've come home to our home game against Limerick then again, and again we'll have to follow that up with another big shift again, and as I said, up to Clonmel the week after then to play Tip. Look, our goal is straight up, and the lads know this, and they're all hungry for it as well, and our goal is to get into that top 2 of the initial phase 1 and get ourselves up with the big boys, with the Corks and the Kerrys, and see where we're at, and let the lads see the standard that is out there. Look, that's not saying that there'll be any less of a standard in above and doing big next Saturday, but look, there's no hiding it. That's our goal, is to get into that top 2 and get up to the next level again.
Lorne na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Adam Murray, Nracarmick and centre forward.
Adam, this is your Lorne na Páirce favourites quiz. First of all, your favourite venue?
Frere Field.
Favourite match that you've ever played in?
Probably the county final 2023, beating the Dunoyer. Always a good day to beat the Dunoyer.
Micheál, I love you for that. Your favourite pair of football boots?
Any Adidas leather boot now. Wouldn't bother me after that.
Favourite sports person?
The Gooch. Colin Cooper now, not Stephen Curry.
Favourite type of music?
Zach Bryan.
Favourite movie?
Step Brothers.
Favourite TV show?
The Office.
Favourite meal?
Roast beef.
Favourite holiday destination?
Santa Ponza.
Favourite sport outside of GAA?
NFL.
Favourite player to sit beside in the Waterford dressing room?
Manny Adebayo.
And finally, your favourite Waterford player ever?
Michael Curry.
I'm Micheál McMahon. I play for the Nair and I'm cornerback.
Micheál, you're also taking on our favourite quiz this evening. First of all, your favourite venue?
It has to be Fairfield as well.
Favourite match that you've ever played in?
Munster B final with the school there a couple of weeks ago. We played Scariff. It was a good game, good win.
You better give a mention of your school.
Yeah. The high school, Joe CBS, Clonmel.
Favourite pair of football boots?
Puma Kings.
Favourite sports person?
Gotta be Conor Gleeson.
Favourite type of music?
Queens.
Favourite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Favourite TV show?
Suits.
Favourite meal?
Sunday roast.
Favourite holiday destination?
Albufeira.
Favourite sport outside of GAA?
NFL.
Favourite player to sit beside in the Waterford dressing room?
Gotta be DJ.
And finally, your favourite Waterford player ever?
Jamie Byrne.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, after suffering back-to-back defeats in Division 1A, the Waterford Camogie team travelled to Dublin on Saturday afternoon. Both sides are seeking their first win of the campaign. Throw-in at Parnell Park is at 12:30.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.